Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
This is the third or fourth Mr. Easy project that I've reviewed, and it's always a revelation each time. This hasn't happened by design, but fate that he drops his projects whenever I have time. And the man needs no introduction, and he continues to become one of Africa's modern music legends from both the vibes and the business. Here is my review for Mr. Easy's new EP titled Something Else. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? We about to do this thing, but before we do, do check out motomotomusic.com. That's the website, and you can drop some coins to keep the podcast going, and check out Motomoto Music Africa on YouTube. I'm trying to grow that YouTube platform, so please subscribe, like, follow, do what you gotta do so that we see those views going up and everything else.
The latest African album review is
Something Else. Was released on February 19 under Banku Music for Empower Africa Limited. It has 5 songs, a 12-minute runtime, 1 feature, multiple producer placements including Spells, E. Kelly, Killer Tunes, Kel B, Jaylon, and Black Jersey.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Mr. Easy is the don that paid his price, and now he's living in paradise. This is what you get once you've paid your dues in just about any aspect of life, really. I mean, if it really works out, it works out. The Don is a song that details the journey a bit to see Mr. Easy, the Mr. Easy we see today, who's closely affiliated with huge music acts all over the world, such as Diplo, and running Empower Africa, which is giving African artists a whole new perspective in talent discovery and the music business itself. It's a great opening track, and he also dropped this as a single previously, so most of you might know it already. Love For You is the second track on this EP, and the melodious inclination made me gravitate towards it. And I mean, the chorus is fire. Imagine a man serenading his queen about how much he adores her, and he is not going to F up a good thing. I mean, off choruses and all, Saudi Arabia is also in the same sort of lane. Due to its simplicity and catchiness, you can actually sing it from the first time of listening to it, with one of the juiciest bass lines I've heard. The bounce you get on the song Cherry made me think the song is gonna be amazing, and it was. I was already looking forward to it for Xenia Manasseh's performance, which didn't disappoint. The Kenyan starlet is really, really onto something, and vocally she just has that something, man. Wow, she can really take you places with that voice. It was a unique verse in that we got a soulful R&B vibe from her that we've come to know her for, together with an Afrobeats type of delivery mashed up into one. And I thought that was a really nice touch, and I have a feeling Mr. Easy sort of encouraged her to, and was like, look, you know, add a little this and that, and maybe it's gonna sound like that. I don't know. Maybe he didn't, but that's what I think. It really sounds great.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
I loved the EP flow for Something Else, and this is a rare case of, regardless of which song came first or what, I probably would have enjoyed the EP the same. It's that good. With each project, Mr. Easy does this thing where vocally he has become so comfortable with elevation. And what I mean by that is he doesn't need to improve or prove anything to anyone per se, but he always finds a new level, taking advantage of that occasional raspiness in his voice to just challenge the conventional and just give us something unique and just nice it up a little bit. It puts him in a wonderful pocket only he can fill, and he does well. If you've been listening to these podcast reviews for the last 2 years or so, you know I love guitar work, And this project is littered with a lot of it. My standout track in that regard is Ibi Med. It has some sultry saxophone work as well that amplifies the fusion between Afrobeats and jazz. Like, that sound is wonderful to the ear. You just get enough eargasms through it. The sound is definitely in the more mature realm, and I fell in love instantly. You already know when it comes to quality, this body of work is fully covered. There's not much I could say about it. I mean, Mr. Easy and team have been making music at the highest levels for a while now.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
For a 5-track EP, you get the best of Mr. Easy, and each song is a hit in its own right. Mr. Easy's hit-making ability now seems nearly effortless. The man has been on song for a hot minute now, and as a result, I cannot pick a single track as a standout on this one. I think every track has a little something that you would love. I personally loved all 5. I highly recommend Something Else for... Something Else is in the EP. Not Something Else is in Something Else. I highly recommend this EP by Mr. Easy for any African music lover, especially if you're into the modern sort of Afro wave, Afro beats, Afro swing sort of vibe. This is exactly that lane, and you're gonna get some really nice stuff there. There's very little to fault on Something Else, and so much more to love, so check it out. Something Else EP by Mr. Easy. 12 minutes for an EP is great territory for me, just to say. It's short enough to pique my interest, while long enough that I wouldn't feel hard done by not having more songs. Overall, it's just a bloody good project and a great start to 2020. I mean, we're in Feb, but still, it's early days, and I think we're going to be singing a lot of these songs for the next few months to come, if not longer. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.